Welcome to Component 2, The Culture of Healthcare, Unit 6, Nursing Care Processes. This is the third lecture, entitled Nursing Routines and Procedures. The focus of this lecture will be to discuss the routine daily activities of the staff nurse, providing patient care, additional activities the nurse may perform, required documentation, and the technical tools available to assist the nurse. Most staff nurses work either 8 or 12-hour shifts. The typical medical surgical nurse will care for 4 to 5 patients. To start their shift, the nurse will access charts of the patients they will care for, review the medical records, ordered treatments and medications for that day, and take report from the nurse who previously cared for the patient. The routine may include additional activities such as patient assessment, usually a complete assessment at first visit, then a focused assessment at least 4 hours later. The administration of medications, checking of intravenous tubes or IVs, and review of lab test results. Follow through on the plan of care and making changes as needed. Providing comfort measures, pain assessment, and control. And assistance with activities of daily living, dressing changes, ambulation, and nutritional provisions. Nurses collaborate throughout the day with other personnel, which may include physicians, other nurses, certified nursing assistants, physical therapists, respiratory therapists, radiologists, lab services, dietary specialists, social service caseworkers, and discharge planners. Other activities might include providing education for patients and their families, management of IVs, start or discontinue, and lab work such as blood draws and specimen collection. There are also many non-patient activities that staff nurses are expected to do during their shift, such as attend in-service training on new products and equipment, cover for other nurses during lunch breaks, and mentor student nurses. Nurses must be able to multitask and move quickly to complete all the necessary work that needs to be accomplished during one shift. Documentation is a vital component of safe, ethical, and effective nursing practice, regardless of the context of practice or whether the documentation is paper-based or electronic. All components of a patient record are a legal document. The data entered must be factual, accurate, complete, dated, and signed. Documentation refers to written or electronically generated information about a client, describing the care or services provided to that client, for example, charting, recording nurses' notes, or progress notes. Documentation is an accurate account of events that have occurred and when they occurred. A nurse is expected to record and maintain documentation that is clear, timely, accurate, reflective of observations, permanent, legible, and chronological. Accurate, timely documentation reflects the care provided, meets professional, legislative, and agency standards, facilitates communication between nurses and other healthcare providers. Nurses will record information in a patient's chart on every activity with both objective and subjective data. These types of data include vital signs, assessment findings, plan of care, treatments, medications, intake and output, assessment of pain level and management, education, telephone orders, interaction with patient and family members, patient complaints, and admission and discharge notes. Technical devices and equipment are rapidly being introduced into the nursing practice environment. Computerized documentation systems can improve uniformity, accuracy, and retrievability of data. Verbal communication systems such as Vocera and pagers help to make communication easier for nurses. Lab and monitoring equipment have changed the manner in which nurses accomplish their assessment of the patients. IV pumps and Pyxis machines have changed the way medications are administered. High-fidelity simulated mannequins are allowing nurses to practice skills and assessment in a safe and controlled environment. Technology is advancing nursing quickly, Any nurse working in today's healthcare system will be left behind if they do not accept the technological changes and keep informed about technological progress.